First off, what stands out for you the most about this New England offensive line?
Yeah, they do. They're really technique sound. They do a good job, you know, working well with each other and, you know, working as a line to protect their quarterback.
When you're going up against a group for the first time, a group of offensive linemen, how much are you looking at technique? How much are you looking at hands, feet, that kind of stuff? Give me a kind of a breakdown as to when you put together a scouting report on a guy that you're going against or a group of offensive linemen you're going against.
Well, that's as a front for our defense. We got to make sure that we're sound in what we're doing and that we're all together with our approach. So, no matter what they represent, that we can take care of business up front. And then, you know, we'll make sure we study them and see what they're doing and, work through it like that.
Talk to me a little bit about Justin Smith.
What do you want to know?
What kind of impression has he made on you?
This is a symbol of what the NFL is all about. You know, a hardworking guy, takes care of business, you know, does his job, and plays hard and is an example of not only in the 49ers but around the NFL.
Hey, Alden, I know Justin and yourself get a lot of the credit, and deservingly so, for what you guys do on the defensive line. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your teammates and how they've sort of allowed you guys to pull up some of the numbers that you have this year?
Really, you know, once again, it goes back to our chemistry and just how we all work together. And we're very unselfish defense, a very unselfish team. And, guys don't have a problem with other people making plays and man, that's probably just probably it.
You talk about chemistry. How long did that take for you guys to build, or is that still a work in progress?
You talk about me and Justin, or the defense as a whole?
Just the defense as a whole.
Last year we had a new coaching staff. It was my first year here, so everybody's kind of coming into unfamiliar territory. And from the first day of training camp, it's just been building since. And for everybody to be able to come back this year with the guys we had last year, with the success that we had, it just keeps building.
What type of teammate is Randy Moss?
He's a good teammate. It's a guy I looked up to as a kid growing up, and being able to be in the locker room and sit next to him is cool. A little dream come true.
Has Randy shared anything about the Patriots this week?
No, not really. Said it's cold.
When you look at the film of the Patriots and the Texans from Monday night, how do you see they handled a player like J.J. Watt, and how do you guys combat against something like that on that O-line?
The Patriots, were able to put a complete game together. They were able to take advantage of all the, mess-ups that the Texans had, and, J.J. Watt was able to get back there and get some pressure, and, I think he did his thing, but, they worked well together and just, limited him getting to the quarterback.
Well, then, how much did the 19.5 sacks mean to you?
It's definitely a good achievement, setting the franchise record last week, and, it means a lot to me. That's one of the goals I have, and just got to really keep it going and see if I can make that number even better.
Is there a player that you've modeled your style of play after?
Not one specific player. I really just try to take something from everybody I've seen play the game in every position and just try to incorporate it into my game.
And I know the way it worked out in the draft, obviously the Patriots wouldn't have had the chance to select you. You were already picked by the time they were picking. But I was curious if you had any dealings with them leading up to the draft.
They were actually, the first team I met with at the combine. And I also took a visit to them.
What did you take away from that visit, Alden, when you were up here in terms of meeting with the coaches and the facility, seeing the facility? What were some of your thoughts on that experience?
It was a good experience. There's a lot of history there. Them being Super Bowl champions, and the coaching staff does a great job of, teaching their players. And, it's really just a well-built organization, and they're doing things right.
At that time, Alden, did you have a chance to meet any of the players that were working out in the off-season program?
No, I was during a lockout, so... That wasn't really, I didn't have a chance to.
Alden, what's your take on the quarterback situation in San Francisco right now?
I think we're in a good spot. You know, we have two good guys on our team, and you know, Colin's playing good ball right now. Just excited to see, you know, where he takes us.
As a defensive player, obviously you're not going to get up against him except in practice. But what makes him someone people should be wary of?
I think, you know, not only can he run, because I think people have seen that, but his arm strength is out of this world. You know, we were playing catch actually last week, and I was telling him, man, I don't think I'm about to play with you because you throw a little too hard for me, and you know, I can hear the ball coming before it gets to me, so I'll step out of this one.
Alden, the idea was kind of floated that since the Patriots played on Monday Night Football in a very highly anticipated matchup against the Texans, that margin of victory was sort of like a statement victory for the rest of the league. Do you look at it that way, or is that a little overblown?
I think that might be a little overblown. I think, like I said, they're a good team. Texans are a good team, and good teams know how to play no matter what night it is, no matter what day it is. So I don't, you know, think that had anything.
How much is the team driven by the fact you guys were basically oh so close to the Super Bowl last year?
I think that, you know, that's definitely just a driving force, you know, us being that close to making it to the Super Bowl, and, you know, just knowing the things that we can do differently to make it there this year. We've all taken that into consideration, and, you know, that's our goal, is getting into New Orleans this year.
Alden, in looking at, I guess, the Patriots game film over the season, what do you see as the key to stopping a guy like Tom Brady from having a field day?
Really just taking away some of his options for him to throw it to, and, you know, getting pressure on him and confusing him and just making his job a lot harder.
Alden, how well do they play action pass, and how disciplined do you have to be against that?
Tom Brady's ball mechanics are, you know, really good, and they do a good job of disguising things. So we got to not only be disciplined, but, you know, try to anticipate and just, you know, pay attention to film. So when it comes game time, it's something, you know, we make sure we're not caught off guard by anything.
There's a train of thought that people say that sacks are overrated. You feel that way?
I don't know who said that, but I think they're wrong.
Bill Belichick. But I'm just curious if you believe that it's just, I mean, I guess it's a positive play no matter how they happen?
Yeah, I think it has to be a positive play. You're stopping the guy who's controlling the offensive from making a play. So I think anytime you do that, then that's a pretty big play.
Okay. Hey, Alden, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Alden.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good one.